This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A farm family in Kansas lost three homes, hundreds of acres of pasture, most of their cattle herd, and over 100 miles of fencing due to the wildfires that swept across the Midwest. The family is slowly working to rebuild fence, but they're in desperate need of supplies like so many other families that were hit by the fires. A Madison County family has decided they want to help this family in need, and today we'll visit with Beth Dorsey to find out what we can do to support their efforts.
So we live over by the Morrow area, which is in Madison County, and I farm with my husband, my father-in-law, and also my son, and we also have a seed business over here. We sell Beck seed and raise some purebred and percentage Simmental cattle. So we kind of have a little bit of everything going on.
Keeps you busy, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, it sounds great. Great operation there with you and your family. The main reason that I wanted to talk with you is because, unfortunately, most of us in the ag world have all heard about the wildfires in Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, and it's been really devastating to several families, farm families out there. And you and your family actually wanted to do something to help one of those farm families that has been through some hard times because of the fires. So if you don't mind, Beth, share with us what your family has already done and then what we are working on to do yet again.
Sure. So we were just really disappointed at the lack of awareness, the, you know, national coverage. I didn't see anything. We didn't see anything local for a long time, and it was only through Facebook that we became aware of the true devastation that had occurred out in that area. And I even kind of reached out to some of our, you know, state and local associations to see if any kind of effort had been coordinated. And once we found out that nothing had really been done, then we kind of were like, we got to do something. So once my family and I decided that we wanted to do something, we really weren't quite for sure how to go about doing it, but we got a phone call from another guy, a friend over in Jersey County by the name of Hayden Geisler, and we just decided, hey, let's go to Facebook, let's make some contacts, and let's see what we can do. So once we decided that, I kind of did some research, tried to find out what I could, and I discovered a ranch family out there. It's called Giles Ranch, and it's a really neat family operation in which three daughters actually help run the ranch. And I saw some videos and such that they had done, and it just really drew me in. So that was what pulled me in, and what they really needed at that time were fencing supplies. So everybody has seen the efforts, you know, with the hay movements and the convoys going out, which is really cool. But they also need fencing supplies because everything, all of their infrastructure is destroyed. This family also lost three of their homes. So I don't think people realize just what a traumatic event this was. These families lost their homes. In some instances, we're talking 60 to 100% death loss of their herds. Their infrastructure's, you know, been destroyed. And when you lose cattle, you're also losing calves. So you're talking about next year's income as well. And these operations, they just can't take this kind of hit. So it's really going to take an effort from not only their neighbors, but, you know, us as well, to help make sure that they can continue.
Well, you did have some success once you started researching and reaching out to people. You had a good response, I believe. You were able to take a lot of supplies when you went.
It was kind of overwhelming. And all I did was go through Facebook. So these are just my contacts. So I would like to say, first of all, thank you to the Madison County Farm Bureau for offering their resources to bring some awareness for this project, and hopefully we can tap into some of our local support now and not just what's at my fingertips. But we were able to purchase 4,000 T-posts and 135 rolls of barbed wire, And then we had some other odds and ends, but basically we had a full load to take out to this family, and this family was beyond grateful. And we were just out there this past weekend, and it's really heartbreaking to see the devastation. You can't even see where their homes once were. The fire just, it was just so devastating. From what I've been told, pretty much their whole ranch was gone in 90 minutes. There were a few homes. There were some older homes that had been used in the past, and they had been saved. And they had winter wheat pasture that provided some refuge for both cattle and people. So that was a bit of a godsend. But they are such nice, caring people, and they will share within their community. So whatever we take out there that they don't need, it's going to go to somebody else.
Well, I am astonished with what you just told us, that in 90 minutes to have everything that you've ever loved and where you were living to be gone, you know, essentially, that's not a large amount of time. That's a blink of an eye. So that is crazy, and that is a disaster. So where is this family staying right now? So you said there were some older homes. Are they able to live somewhere nearby, or?
Right. So I don't think, you know, people just don't understand how widespread this was as well. They are talking upwards to 2 million acres burned. And it just was such a fast burn because they had so much dried vegetation. And it just, you know, combined with the wind and everything else, these people just did not have enough time to, you know, get to safety hardly, to get their animals to safety. And they are located just north of the Ashland area, so a lot of people have heard about how hard that area was hit. And the families, I think some of them are staying with in-laws, so Ashland is 20 miles away, their local town. And then another one is staying, like I said, there were a few older ranch homes that had been in the family for a while, and just kind of small, you know, not to meet their family's needs, but those two did make the fire. They did survive, and they have moved back into those homes, and we actually did go and see them. And it's amazing because these houses had every blade of grass around them gone. The siding was melted, and just you could tell, but they withstood it. So that's where the families are right now.
Well, it's wonderful to hear that they do have some place to stay, whether that's with other family or in those homes that did survive. So that was your first trip out there. You are working on going back, and you are working on collecting more supplies. So, Beth, if you could tell us how people can donate and how they can lend a helping hand.
Okay, sure. So we've had enough interest and just enough caring people out there that they're willing to help with us get some more supplies out there, because these people, this ranch alone has 100 miles of fence that they are projecting that they need to replace or repair. So this is a project they think they will be working on for years to come. And just dealing with the water gaps and such, you know, there's just a lot to do in the ranch world. So we actually have created a nonprofit account at the First National Bank of Staunton at the Maryville Center. The staff there has been so helpful in making sure that everything runs smoothly. And all you have to do is, well, you could message me on Facebook. That's not a problem at all. I can give you whatever information you need. But if you'd like to send a check direct, just you can pull up, you can Google their address, but it's the Maryville Center, the First National Bank of Staunton, and our account is called the Kansas Wildfire Relief Fund. So that's what you can make the check out to. And basically, any amount is absolutely fine, but we'd like to get some more barbed wire out there, and that costs anywhere between $60 and $70. So if you're thinking, hey, what can I do? You can buy a roll of wire.
Sounds great. I was just going to ask if you'd be open to physical items as well, and other, not just monetary donations.
Right. So I guess in that respect, if that's something that somebody's interested in doing, then they would probably have to reach out and contact me. But the ease with the monetary donation, it just helped us to just call our supplier, get that load or that order in, one pickup, one load. That just kind of eases, you know, the whole process. But I understand if somebody wants to just drop off something as well, we can make that happen.
What would be the deadline for donations? Do you have a date in mind that you're wanting to take the trip back out?
Well, with our recent rains, it has opened a window that if we, you know, we'd like to get back out there sooner rather than later. We also, one other thing as well is, you know, if you don't have the money but you have some time, they are open for volunteers to come out and help take down the old fence and just help with general cleanup and that kind of nature. So, you know, they're very open to whatever we can offer, and they're very grateful as well. So in terms of our deadline, we don't necessarily have one. Things will get busy and crazy. So we're going to do our best to try to accomplish this, you know, probably within the next 2 weeks.
Sounds great. Beth, if you are willing, could you please give us your phone number or, you know, how we can find you on Facebook if someone would like to get in touch with you for more information?
Sure. So, I mean, anybody can look at my Facebook page. It's just Beth Dorsey. Anybody can message me and you know, go that route. And my phone number is 618-402-7905.
And I want to say thank you to you and your family for starting this effort. I think it's a wonderful thing that you've done, and I really just, it's amazing the response you've had, and I wish you the best of luck moving forward.
Okay, well, we can't take all the credit. There were friends, family, cattle breeders from across the state. We had local FFA chapters like Pittsfield, Edwardsville, Nokomis, Dietrich, and Oblong chapters. They all helped in our first effort, and we couldn't have done that without all those guys.
Beth Dorsey of Morrow, and once again, donations can be sent to the First National Bank of Staunton, the Maryville branch. Make those donations payable to the Kansas Wildfire Relief Fund. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.